From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A federal agency has concluded that major errors by a number of different players caused the fatal bridge collapse at Florida International University last year. Those errors include incorrect calculations for capacity and load, as well as a failure to deal with cracks that appeared during construction. Robert Sumwalt is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.
I've sat here and deliberated close to 200 accidents. I don't think I've ever seen one where there's more finger pointing between the parties. And you know, the finger pointing is actually correct because everyone shares a piece of this accident.
The agency found fault with the bridge designers, builders, and engineers, and said both that FIU and the Florida Department of Transportation should have exercised more oversight. The bridge spanned 8th Street, and the road was left open while crews tried to repair cracks on the day of the collapse, which ended up killing 6 people and leaving 10 others injured. Nationally, more than a quarter of undergraduate women have experienced sexual assault in college. That's according to a new survey. Those numbers are even worse at the University of Florida, one of the schools that participated. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has details.
More than 30% of undergraduate women at UF experienced non-consensual sexual contact since enrolling at the school. The students were either forced or unable to consent because they were under the influence of alcohol or drugs, asleep, or passed out. That's compared to about 26% nationwide, according to the new study by the Association of American Universities. It also found UF students with disabilities and those who aren't heterosexual were nearly twice as likely as their peers to experience non-consensual sexual contact. UF was one of 33 public and private universities that participated in the survey, the only one in Florida. UF shared its own individual results separate from the national study. According to the most recent data, more than 13,000 students from South Florida are enrolled at UF. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
It's Chris Moore.